Kathy's just come running over from the show that's been put on, and all her sort of high energy is kind of infecting me, and now I'm feeling all high energy. And so it's a jungle out there. How's it going, Kathy?
It's been going very, very well. Thank you, Sharon.
Lovely. Great. So you've got three more shows?
Three more shows, then it's all over.
Lovely. So you've done so many shows on the island. How do you work up the enthusiasm to just get out there and do other ones?
I just love what I do. And it's the bottom line is that when you love what you do, you just do what you love.
Lovely. Well, they're just, it's just beautiful. I mean, my daughter's in it, so you know, seeing her prance around like a frog is quite entertaining. I don't know if it would be I don't know if it would be that entertaining if I had to see it hundreds and hundreds of times in the last 2 months. But anyway, and yes. So where did you get the inspiration for this show?
Well, I've got to say there are thousands of stories rattling around in my brain, and they just come to me. There's no rhyme or reason, there's no method or formula. It's just they're all there.
Right. Okay, great. So what's the theme of this one?
This is an environmental theme. It's about how we are treating our world and the fact that it is quite possible to live sustainably. We just choose not to.
Mm.
I mean, it's proven time and time again with all the indigenous people, even in the Amazon and the pygmies in Africa, they are all sustainably managing their environment. And Western civilization just poo-poos it.
Mm.
And it's just, yeah, it's time that we kind of got on the saddle and rode the pony to sustainable living, really.
Mm-hmm. So it's quite interesting because you often have a sort of an environmental sustainability sort of theme in your work. Do you think children are capable of taking that stuff on board?
I think intrinsically, I think they'll take it on board. It might not come to the fore until later in life, perhaps. It'll always stick with them. I mean, these memories that they're making now will have an impact somewhere along the line. I've constantly over the years I've had people come back to me and say, wow, the stuff I did with you really made an impact on me, and I remember it to this day. And you know, those are kids are 27, 28 now.
That must be really satisfying. Yeah.
Yeah, it is very satisfying.
Mm. So what are some of the highlights for you of this particular show?
I've got to say the frogs. they have been my agony and ecstasy, really. There were so many of them. And, you know, it's like herding cats at that age. However, they have risen to the occasion and they steal the show.
Mm. I have to say with my daughter who's seven, she's sort of grown up through the process. You know, she's quite grown up and sort of sitting in the back through half time and waiting for the final clap. And, you know, it seems to have aged her.
Well, that's the thing too, is that most people who've never done shows or theatre or any sort of, you know, dramatic works or TV or anything like that, it requires a tremendous amount of patience, which we don't really foster in our children. I'm going to get in trouble for this, but through the education system, about sitting still and being quiet and trying to self-maintain, you know, do things to occupy yourself without being told to and being told what to do.
Mm.
And also about enjoying the process in life.
Mm.
Because I mean, the shows are over in a blink of an eye, but the process has been, you know, 15 weeks of hard slog. And you can't just go, oh, I'll just have to, you know, enjoy myself on the show. You have to enjoy yourself every single minute because it'll be over in a blink. And that's about enjoying life for every minute that you are breathing, because it can be over in such a short, you know, blink of an eye.
Mm, absolutely. So so tell us about Kaleidoscope then, because you know, people come to the shows and they're like, oh, I want my child to do this, this is so lovely, and all the kids are just dying to sort of get up and do stuff. Do you have a regular class, or do you stop for a while after shows, or how does
that
all
work? No,
we'll
just have a week off so that the kids can just recover and I can just unravel my brain. And then we do a debrief on that week that we're off and see what sort of systems we can kind of improve and, you know, we went wrong or what we did well. And then we're straight back into it. But we won't be taking any new enrolments until the following term, which is only 2 or 3 weeks away. So there's no point in taking anybody on. However, we will be starting a new class and it will be on a Monday. And that will be just to take the numbers off the classes that we have now, because there's so many kids in them.
Mm.
So it'll be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays. And we'll be starting a mini kaleidoscope. So that'll be the 2.5 to 4-year-old range.
Oh,
Yes.
Well, I don't have to teach them.
Jeez. Oh, come on, Sharon.
Oh, dear. Oh, that would be quite a challenge, I think.
Well, we've got them in. That's why the frogs grew to such a great number.
Oh, because you had such young children in it.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they really need to be in their own class so that, you know.
Well, that's right, because there is quite a difference between a 7-year-old and an 8-year-old and a, you know, a 5 and a 4-year-old.
Oh, totally. You know, however, you know, when we come to the shows, what happens is that because there's such a huge range of ages, the little ones start to see what the older ones are doing and start to mimic them, and that's the learning process that I'm after, really.
Mm.
It's all about mentoring. It's all about this aspiring to something.
Mm. I have to say, one of the real strengths of the way you do things always strikes me is the fact that you know, you've got girls who do ballet, or you've got people who are interested in acrobatic things, or you've got the boys who can, I think, often be quite difficult to motivate. They need lots of kind of jumping activities, and you find a place for everyone and their skills, which I think is really, really lovely.
Yeah, it's a great way. I mean, partly it's, if you put people where they are good, they feel confident. And that way you can kind of sneak in the stuff that they're not so confident about and then stretch, you know, push the envelope with them.
Mm.
But at least they've got that framework where they know, I can do this. And if I do push them out of that envelope and just sort of make them uncomfortable, they still rise to the occasion. They don't realize it, but they've done something that they've never done before.
Mm.
So, yeah, and it's great because I see each character. And that's where I put them, you know, yeah.
Oh, no, that's fabulous. So is it this collaboration, because you're collaborating with Wendy this time?
Mm-hmm.
Is that all working really well? Is it quite, are you finding that you've got more time for the creative side and you're not being sort of pulled down by all the administrative demands of...
Definitely. I mean, we've with Wendy coming on board, it alleviates a lot of the pressure from me, off my shoulders. And we've got quite a good support system now, which is just wonderful. And we've got IT help, we've got more administrative help, and it's all with, you know, Wendy coming on board, it's taken all that stuff away from me, and I can just worry about actually doing the creative process.
What fun.
Fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And of course, Wendy's dancing as well, which is lovely, and you're dancing. Yeah. I just think it's fabulous that there are all these people of different ages and, you know, strengths, and, you know, and you're all having such fun.
We are having a lot of fun. You know, it's hard work, but we are having tremendous amounts of fun.
Lovely. Great. Well, there are 4 more shows. You may or may not still get a ticket. I know.
3 more.
Three more shows, but they've been pretty much sold out. All
of
them
we are
have been
sold
pretty
out.
Much. Oh, you are sold out. Okay.
I think Adele has 1 or 2tickets, and we do have some seats at the side that have very poor visibility, which we'll sell for $10 if people want to come in.
Right, okay. So if there are any friends and family that still haven't seen it and are going to be in the doghouse unless they make it there, there might be some tickets for you.
Yes, big borrows deal.
Yeah, great. Police report. No, okay, great. So thanks very much for coming in. So good luck with
You're welcome.
Last of the shows. And I loved it.
Oh, thank you, Sharon. I really appreciate it.
Great.
Thank you.
Well, thank you all for all your hard work, because it's been a lot of people, 90 kids up on stage, and and lots of mums backstage as well. You'd be really surprised if you knew how many people are lurking back there, helping with costumes, makeup, dancers, keeping people in order, the making the costumes, the props. I mean, it's just huge.
It's a huge machine, and people don't realize how much it costs to put this on. They just see the full houses and go, wow, raking in the money. But we just struggle to, you know, even make the ends meet. And it's a huge machine. If we didn't have that volunteer help, well, you couldn't do it. You just couldn't do it.
No, lovely.
God bless the volunteers.
Yes. And God bless you.
Oh, thank you.
Great.